Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 106, a live recording of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We sometimes bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics, but this week, it is just a live recording of Sin and me, Kingsley Mack. How are you doing tonight, Sin?
I'm well, sir. How about you?
I'm good, and what we mean by live recording, just in case you didn't get the notice and you're just listening to this in your podcast feed down the road. Well, in our Discord, the Guardian Hub Discord, by the way, if you have not joined that, please do so. There is now a feature where you can listen in to a live, as like an audience, into a live recording of events. We're testing this out, using it to record a podcast. We may or may not do this more in the future, but it was a fun thing to test. And, you know, if you're listening to this after the fact, it probably doesn't sound any different to you, but we may have some potential questions that we read if any are given to us, or if we sound any different because we are distracted by our audience that we cannot hear, but still distracted. Is that right, Sin?
I'm not distracted by the audience. I'm just distracted by Gambit. Life.
By Gambit.
Yeah. Mindless running around again. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. Hey, I do have my Dead Man's Tale catalyst done.
I was going to say
bow catalyst.
Right on. I'll get into that in just a second. For those who are just starting in the podcast new, I'm your host, Kingsley Mack. I try to keep the show together. Sin is our lovely co-host that likes to play the game while we're recording. And we also are missing Des Raven as a normal co-host also this week. Hopefully he should be joining us soon again next week. He's been busy. But we want to give a shout out to him also. But Sin, yes, you like to play the game while we're recording. What are you doing in Gambit right now?
Gambit. About to die.
Live update from Sin.
killing some primevals and whatever the primeval envoy is. You need that for a triumph. And
so the weekly challenge. Wanting to get those done. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Are you wanting to get all of them done or enough to just get the large bright dust pile, which is two you don't have to get done?
Well, I got quite a few more than two not done at this point. So, yes, I'm going to try to go for all of them right now. But I have a couple.
Grandmaster.
You also got to get that boom, boom, pow.
No, that one's not required, but the Grandmaster is.
And then I got Stagger, Pierce, and Disrupt Champions. I still don't have my Grandmaster. I didn't get hard carried by soccer. Just saying.
I mean, the Grandmaster is probably the hardest thing so far. We have one more week left to see what they add in that last week 10. But even the Trials requirement is only win 7 rounds. So even though I don't like Trials and I haven't got into that, that's easy enough. Anyone can just power through that, even if it takes 1 hour or 10 hours. It's going to happen, but Grandmaster, you can be in a situation where you can't pass it at all, either because your power level is not high enough, you have to be at least 1325, or just, I've heard of teams that just, even though they put a lot of time into it, they just don't have the right builds, they don't have experience with it. So yes, what we're saying is it does help to do research. Maybe find a team member that has run that weekly Nightfall and has tips with it.
And basically have a Titan with you.
Yeah, there has been good builds. The Titan.
The Ursa build.
Banner Shield, right?
Yeah, with Banner Shield with the Ursas on.
And, admittedly, that's more about staying alive. Yeah, the Warlock with the Arc is really the powerhouse there. I was melting the tanks and everything. I did get my first Grandmaster clear, by the way. Shout out to Soccer and Mo. And it was one of the hardest Grandmasters at that. The
hard carried
one.
Hard carried.
And definitely not. Sin's a little flighty. You can ignore him.
No, that's just me being salty that you got it done.
No, that's fair. But I'll tell you, I definitely, it was hard, but not as hard as I expected because Sarker was a good director. And yes, he's more of a top tier player than us, but I was definitely able to pull my weight and I knew that I did pretty well and I felt good because of it. And it kind of got me excited to do more, even though admittedly, if you would have asked me a couple months back, like Grandmaster Nightfalls, do I care? No, not really. But I guess I care a little bit now. So thank you, Soccer, for getting the bug in me.
And you got an Adept weapon?
Yes, I got a very good roll of a palindrome. Let me pull this up here.
Yeah, we were talking, what, was it just like the week before or the week before that? We were talking how neither one of us had an Adept weapon. So congrats on that. I am still on the list of not having one.
So I got the palindrome, of course, with ricochet rounds, which is, of course, really good. And again, this is more for, I'm going to be using it in PvE, although actually I will use this in PvP some too. Of course, Goo Rifling for the barrel, and then Quick Draw and Rampage.
Nice.
I would have maybe wanted Rangefinder. Hopefully I can get another roll. And then I have a Reload Speed Masterwork, which is fine. I mean, that helps with the reload speed. But then I got Adept Targeting for the Adept mod. And let me tell you, this thing is sticky AF. Like, you know, I'm never super great with headshots. I mean, I can be, but I'm usually pretty lazy or not caring. But, you know, I'm going into PvE and doing some strikes or whatever, and I'm like, whoa, I'm hardly trying it at all. And it's like getting the headshots right and left. So
nice.
This thing is nice.
It's a beast is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was fun getting that completed and everything. Now, I didn't want to cut off some things. You were saying, you said you got a couple weapons or a couple things done?
Oh, yeah. That it was actually last week, I think we were, what, recording? With Bearded Luke, right? That was last week?
Yeah, that was last
week. And we were talking mid-show that I was running Altars of Sorrow, and that was just for these catalysts. And I had done I did the bow and the Dead Man's Tale catalyst. Just running Altars of Sorrow. I ended up getting them completed that night, which was nice. I went all season without having them done. So that was exciting for me.
Right on. No, that's good. Good to get things like that done. Anything else interesting? Trying to remember. I know I hopped in a couple raids. Trying to think. Oh, yes. Well, I have to at least give a shout out to... I know I did a Deepstone Crypt. Nothing too special about that one. It was a crew that knew it a lot, and we were just, I think people were going. Actually, yes, we were going after some challenges. We did the first room in Deepstone Crypt. What is it? Red Rover, is that what it's called? Where you have to, each person has to run as operator, but only shoot two panels each. So basically you have six people. You number them 1 through 6. Number one goes down, shoots two panels, comes up. Number two goes down, shoots two panels, and then does the callouts. And then number three comes down, shoots two, number four, two, and then the callouts. And that one, we've had some groups that have had trouble with in the past. We had to do it many, multiple times before we got done, but I think we got it done second try, and that was just because the first try, something was too slow at the very beginning. But it wasn't because of, like, confusion or people not understanding what to do. So we held it together pretty well.
Nice.
But Garden Raid, we got two people, their divinity. We got Edifier and the French Guest. Their divinities.
GGs.
GGs to them. It was fun. We got that raid done, I think, in just under 3 hours, which isn't bad for having
divinity
two
run.
Two people that did not have their divinity. One of them had only run the raid once before. One had never run the raid. And then after that, you know, I always try to push the rest of the people shouldn't be newbies or else it's going to be very hard to pass. But even then we had a few people that haven't run it a ton of the times, like the 3 and the 4 player. And then the 5 and the 6 being, I forget whoever else was running it. We had passed it plenty enough, but everyone learned the mechanics pretty well. And we got the end encounter done after the 3rd or 4th try. Didn't take too terribly long. But really, I just want to give shout outs to the French Guest and Edifier for getting their divinity.
GGs, guys. GGs. That is awesome, though.
Yes. And speaking of GG, we want to give a shout out. If you followed in the Discord, and you've probably seen that there's another, it's not so much a new Destiny podcast, but they rebranded their name recently. Used to be called the Forsaken Podcast, but now it is called Guardians Ghost Cast. So GG for short. I was a guest on there recently also, but we have Truth Lives and Sweaty Spooks as the co-hosts on that show, along with, I believe, is it Kai also, one of their co-hosts? Sorry, guys, you can write to me and let me know. But definitely check out Guardians Ghost Cast. You can check out that podcast along with all other known Destiny podcasts. Where, Sin? Where can you check that out?
DestinyPodcast.com.
Excellent. The best podcast list on the net.
Yeah, I mean, that would just be overdone, but sure.
Well, look at this. Because of our live podcast, Truth already confirmed to me that, yes, it's Kai. Is the third co-host. How do you like this live podcast, then?
It's pretty neat. We'll see. We'll see how it ends up turning out in the long run, if we want to continue doing it or not. Mm-hmm. But it's a good alternate way to listen to us without having to go on one of the feeds.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. Trying to think if there's anything else you want to bring up of stuff that we've done this week.
I've done hardly anything, to be honest with you.
I mean, I feel like some weeks you've done even less.
I mean, did I do anything else early in the week?
Before this also?
Yeah, I mean, I did some trials. I did some trials with Sweaty and NK, and then Nalsy was in there. I jumped in their chat and just hijacked it, and then Nalsy went to bed. I think that's really all that I've played, though, this week. Gotcha. I don't remember doing anything else. Yeah, I don't think I've done anything else, to be honest with you. I've been working, then I worked... No, did we play? I don't even remember what today's date is.
What today's date is?
Yeah,
it's the 11th.
That's how much fun I've been having every single day. No, that's right. Yeah, because I went Wednesday to Towson. So,
well, speaking of dates and calendars, you know, I like to bring up the calendar from time to time. Do you know that we are just a couple weeks away from Guardian Games?
Nah.
Actually, 1 week away by the time you hear this.
But didn't I read something about laurels? You can't get them until like later on in the Guardian game.
I don't know.
I think that was like one thing I read about Guardian Games in my passing of reading stuff this week.
Well, then find that. But I don't want to talk about bad news yet, even if that is bad news. I want to talk about the calendar.
I mean, I don't really care about the laurels aspect of it, but go ahead with the calendar. Do your thing.
Yes.
Chicken wing.
All right. We're going to have to put you in timeout in the corner.
I know.
Anyways, we're recording this on the 11th. Let's just go over what's coming up. By the time this comes out, we have yet another Iron Banner, even though we only had one a few weeks ago. I mean, I know why they put it in here, because there's nothing really been going on too much this last month, which will be a small topic of discussion a little bit later tonight. But 1 week away, April 20th, we have Guardian Games. And Guardian Games only lasts for a couple weeks. And what is that telling us, Sin? Our season's almost over.
We're almost there. Vault of Glass is on the horizon.
Yes, it is. I mean, Guardian Games, we really still don't know how intriguing it'll be this year. I feel like this is really the first big seasonal event since the changes, since they've taken away places. You know, the Halloween one came last year, even before all the new stuff, because the new stuff had to get pushed back. And then, yeah, we had the Christmas one like normal, but I feel like that was just too early on to us really see too many changes. I'm hoping Guardian Games has something moderately different or interesting this year. I'm not holding out hope for that, but I'm hoping a little bit at least.
Yeah, I get that. I hope it is a little bit different. I mean, Titans can still win.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
that's part of that. Part of that thing, assuming they even do that too. Now, remind me, you were saying something about laurels. Do you even know what the issue is, or remind me what laurels were about? They were just for collecting to.
Yeah, they were like these like little things you collect. That's all they were.
but they were forgetting the win. Is that what their purpose was?
Yeah, and I think they counted towards either. I can't remember, honestly. I know you had to collect them, and I can't remember if you had to deposit them directly or if you had to turn them into something else before depositing. But it did basically have to do with what each class had to redeem at the statue.
And you said you heard something, there was an issue?
I thought I remember reading somewhere that they're not going to be active during like the first part of it. And that may not be wholly true, or they may only be active in certain activities.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in the news. I'm trying to do searches here. So if anyone listening knows about that, let us know. And even if they're not active the first part of it, who cares? Maybe that was part of the plan all along, right?
Maybe.
Huh. I mean, there is talk about a new exotic catalyst.
Ooh. Do tell, because I did not see that.
Well, probably just the lame, you know, the machine, what was it, the heir apparent? It would make sense because, yeah, whatever.
Haven't they been talking about that, though?
For a long time, yeah. So I feel like there's nothing really too interesting that we know about Guardian Games so far. That's my main point. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything here. I think we're really going to have to wait until this next TWAB before we know more.
Yeah, probably. And we're only a few days away from that during this recording, so.
Yeah.
It's on the horizon.
The armor pieces still look cool, and I'm excited to get the Warlock one and maybe the Hunter one, too. Maybe even the Titan. Who knows? Now, what's interesting, too, though, I don't think they had a whole, quote, closing ceremony last year. So it says Guardian Games closing ceremony the 7th through the 9th.
Yeah, I don't remember that being a thing.
3-day thing.
Yeah, I don't remember that being a thing.
Yeah. Maybe that's when Sparrow Racing is coming. No, I'm just kidding.
SRL?
Probably not.
Conspiracies.
All right. So it's kind of what I wanted to bring up with the calendar. All right. Let's go over a few other things in the TWAB, and then I wanted to talk briefly about how the season has played out so far and with them releasing content and story mission.
Let's do this.
All right. The main things we wanted to go over the TWAB, I wanted to go over one thing first. It's actually kind of a bug thing, and then we'll go above that talking about weapon changes, weapon nerfs that are coming up. But the thing that I wanted to bring up is there is a weekly seasonal challenge, the one that tells you it's called Suited for Combat, and it's telling you that you have to defeat targets anywhere in the system wearing a full set of armor, but it didn't clarify that the armor had to be the Perfectus seasonal armor. So for those that are not aware of this, hopefully you are now, in case you're banging your head against the wall trying another seasonal set or like a raid set or a trial set if you're that good or, you know, something else. Now, I personally would have probably just done the seasonal armor, the Perfectus, because A, it's the easiest to get, even if you've dismantled things accidentally. I have a set. It's fairly leveled up. It just makes logical sense because in the past, the Triumphs, for us that have been in Destiny for a while, the Triumphs usually say sin. It has to actually be the seasonal armor, right?
Yeah, something like that. That's the way they have been in the past. So
yeah. So I probably would have luckily been okay, but I do want to bring this up for anyone who reads that. And technically, it does say you can. It doesn't say that you can't do anything but one, but that is the case. Unfortunately, you can only do the Perfectus seasonal armor. All right. But this is excellent, excellent news. Also, you know, we already know that the shaders system is being revamped next season where we can, all the shaders are unlocked and, you know, we can use them from a new menu, which will be a lot better. One of the other features, of course, is we can apply all the same shader to our whole set in case how we like how one shader looks. We don't have to go helmet, arms, blah, 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 you know. But along with this, they confirmed in the TWAB this week that because of this, go ahead and start dismantling all your shaders in your inventory.
Yes, I saw that. I did see that aspect. And I'm going to, because I'm actually Glimmer Poor for the first time all season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I got pretty glimmer poor when I was getting suited up for the Grandmaster Nightfall. I had to respec my artifact, had to do a bunch of things. I had all the resources for it, except I was starting to get low on glimmer. Luckily, I have plenty of other resources. I could buy glimmer from Spider, but still, it got a little bit annoying.
And, a little dicey.
Now I'm looking at my inventory here. Does anyone else still have a really full shader inventory? Let us know, whether it's live in our podcast discussions channel or after the fact. Let us know how your shader inventory looks. If anyone does not have actually a full set of shaders in their inventory, that's what I'm really interested in.
I'm actually dismantling them now.
Also, here's one other thing I'm interested in, Sin, before you dismantle too many. I also want to know from everyone, what is your highest number of any shader?
Mine currently, I think, is 103.
And which one is that?
Envious Touch. But I haven't checked my DIM yet, so let me do that now.
Oh, ones that might be in your vault?
Yeah, I do have more there.
I don't keep any in my vault, I don't think. Let me check my DIM.
Yeah, I moved them over there like year one or two when they started filling up. I actually have 265 of one in my vault.
Ooh, you've beat me then. Do you continue to tell which one it is?
It is Avalon Teal.
Hell, actually, I do have some in my vault also. I must have done that at some point. Okay. Thanks for having me check my vault also. Everyone, please check your vault. You can do through DIM or something else. Avalon Teal is also my highest one. Guess how many I have of that?
375.
610.
Jeez.
My second highest is Atlantis Wash at 706.
Nice.
And then in my actual inventory, which I thought was my highest until I was looking at DIM, was Kalsis Selected at 254.
You know, one thing I always forget to ask people, these mods that are also lingering in my inventory in the other spot, one of the other spots, can I delete those? Because they're all... Leave. I mean... Aren't they all permanent unlocked now anyway?
Only if you believe, Sin. Do you believe?
Really? We're going to do that right now.
Do you have faith?
I mean, just call me Limp Bizkit because I got to have faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do a live test for the people. I am going to delete. What should I delete here? I'll delete Major Spec.
Yes, you can delete them.
Mod components.
All right. Already tested. Thank you, Truth. Yes.
See, having the live audience really helps, right?
Truth was on it. Now, one thing they should do with this live, this podcast live, they should do like a little bit of a chat room. I don't know if that would get too overwhelming, but that would be nice.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think they could add that. They might eventually add video also, they said.
Oh, you can't turn on video?
No, it's not that you can't turn it on. They just haven't programmed it yet. This is just a brand new thing. See, we're cutting edge. Okay. I
mean, Discord's cutting edge.
We're messaging both of us. I guess he didn't hear at the beginning of the podcast. We actually have a channel. If you want to post things, just feel free and do it in the podcast discussions idea channel.
We'll do that. That's the live update one?
Yes, it's fine.
Podcast discussions ideas.
Anyways, I do hope they add the live chat in here directly next time. And eventually video too. I'm not honestly caring too much. This is just a fun thing. I don't know. You know, because we've never been big on the... We could have been doing Twitch all along, but I also really like the Craig recording bot's quality, which if we did Twitch, we would have to do OBS or Piezo or something like that.
That's actually not true.
You can record Twitch through Craig?
No.
Then it is true.
No. You still pop in Discord, and then you can do video in a normal, like a normal recording, like a normal voice channel, right?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about doing both then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But that, yes, of course you can do both. But okay. Some people are going to have problems with that, though, if their internet's not up to par. Anyways, yeah. And then the problem there, too, is if you're on both, you know, you got to make sure someone's not listening to the other one or else it's going to be a little bit delayed. But anyways, I really like the Craig features. I really like the Discord for doing podcast recording. Also, there's a lot of benefits for not generally having a live podcast like some people do every week, because if something goes really weird or wrong, you don't have to worry about it. You can edit it after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What editing are you talking about? I don't know what editing is.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about shaders. We talked about mods. We talked about Yo Mama. No, no, sorry. See, I'm trying to roll with Zen right now.
You're trying to roll my mama? Is that what you just said?
Tell us, Sin, in the TWAB, what are coming with nerfs to weapons? We can just kind of go over this together. It doesn't have to be super official.
Nerfs and weapons. Movie of the week. We're good. Okay, see you, bye. There's no nerfs to weapons. Oh, there is some nerfs. The exotics, the lament, reduced damage.
Oh, so you're starting from the bottom?
Now we're here. Fine. I'll start at the top. All right. Without further ado, weapons features. Lead Chris Proctor is here once again to lay out our goals with these upcoming changes and give you the nifty gritty details. Nitty gritty, not nifty. Oh boy, why do I feel like Two Titans and a Hunter?
Oh, we're good.
No, respawn. Why do I feel like respawn right now? Well, anyway, looks like they're making some changes to archetypes. Aggressive 120 RPM hand cannons with being very dominant in PvP. These weapons will now have damage and aim assist fall off distance reduced by between 2 and 4 meters based on the range stat. This roughly halves the range buff they received in Beyond Light. Vortex frame swords, like Falling Guillotine, need to adjust it a little bit. Let's see. Let's get through all the mumbo jumbo. Full energy, heavy attack, ammo cost increase from 4 to 6.
That's not going to be a big deal.
No, I don't think that'll be a big deal at all.
I really feel like, sorry to sidetrack you real quick, people use the heavy too much anyways. You really should just start with the heavy and then do the light attack for the most part after that.
Right.
So, but I also suspect that Falling Guillotine will be nerfed even more in the future. So we'll just wait for that.
Probably. Let's see. Chip damage, certain weapons, swords, and bastion bypass shields by varying amounts, which has caused numerous issues with stasis encased enemies. Encounter mechanics and other content. They've removed chip damage from swords and bastion.
But I like chips. Chip.
What the hell is chip damage?
I know. You know, they don't talk about that a lot. I was kind of looking into it also. It's basically how a sword and bastion can kind of chip away at any shield, even if it's not the element that it's matched with.
So kind of like a little bit of a cheat?
Well, not really. I mean, if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. You have a sword and you're hitting something up close. Why not let it kind of break through a shield? Now, bastion makes a little bit less sense, but also Telesto's been able to do this too. Telesto, of course, if something's void, it just melts the shield and the enemy
it's
blow
not
it.
The besto.
But if you use Telesto on any shield, arc, or solar, I feel like with the explosion damage, it can break down the shield quicker than just a different weapon. For the most part, I mean, obviously some maybe heavy thing, and of course swords might still be better if you're up close. But so Telesto has explosion, quote, chip damage. And they're not nerfing Telesto, so yay, Telesto's still the besto. Anyways, okay, so chip damage, it's blah, 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 who cares? But here's the big one, Sin, the big one, quick
draw. The perks, quick draw. This perk is intended to provide faster swap speed, but it also passively buffs handling by plus 100. This completely negates the downside of using low handling weapons, such as aggressive shotguns, sniper rifles, and hand cannons, which isn't something we want to encourage. Those weapons should have downsides, and working around those completely via perk isn't healthy. We don't think allowing a fast swap to the shotgun subfamily with the highest one-hit kill range is great either. The handling bonus is now removed 1 second after switching to this weapon, or upon aiming down sights. Replace quick draw with surplus on new and existing drops of Fellwinter's Lie and Astral Horizon. Frenzy. This perk has extremely high uptime and PvE. So what they had done has reduced bonus damage from plus 20 to plus 15%. And then there was Reservoir Burst. Let's see. Upcoming content requires revisiting the power level damage perk that can be activated simply by having a full magazine. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Okay, so...
reduce full battery bonus damage 33% to 25.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Love it.
No, do you think you know what they're getting with that?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
Tell me. Spoil it. Spoil it live.
Well, some people think that loaded questions may be coming back. Please. Well, I mean, it's still gone. It's still here. I have to be fair. It's just sunset. But coming back as, and maybe they won't call it loaded questions. Maybe they'll just call it something else with the same benefits. But, you know, I loved loaded questions. It was an excellent fusion rifle to use, especially in raids like Crown of Sorrow with that reservoir burst, you know, that extra 33% damage. That was killer. You know, you would just make sure you reloaded. When those knights would pop out, you know, like one shot, two shots if you're not perfect on it to melt
right.
them. Even 25%, that's great. If that makes them want to add it to more fusions and other weapons, even if they don't bring, quote, loaded questions back or something like that, I'm still happy. I really like Reservoir Burst. But Sin, a lot of people, okay, quick draw. I mean, okay.
Everyone I never knows, really used biggest. Yeah, I never really used it that much anyway.
So you're not that shotgunner ape?
No. I mean, I use shotguns in PvP. Like, I've been using Fellwinters, but like, not to the point where I'm maximizing like this fast swap thing that you're talking about. So, yeah.
We have a couple updates in the chat. Thanks, Truth, for taking advantage of our chat. He says, kill Telesto. And he also says, don't lie, Sin.
Don't lie, Sin.
So maybe you do use shotguns.
I do. I do use shotguns. I use Fellwinters in Trials tonight. And I didn't at first. I had just picked whatever shotgun I had in my inventory, which was Philo. And then when things start to go bad, I pulled it out off my other character and started using it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah, I'll let the dust settle with this one. I don't really care too much, but I'm sure if some people have some strong opinions on this. Now, I have heard, I think a lot of people think this will be a smart and a good thing. Let us know what your opinions are, or if you think this is a bad thing, either way, on any of these nerfs.
Well, there's still...
you can talk about the exotics.
Since I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Exotics, the Lament, the clear outlier for sword damage. So for the health of heavy weapon diversity, this is what they're doing. They're going to reduce damage of revved heavy attack by approximately 16%. 16% reduction doesn't seem like a big change to me, but I guess that'll kind of, I guess where we'll tell the most is probably during DSC, during the Aatrox phases. You probably will notice a difference there. Lament retains standard anti-barrier despite removing chip damage.
Well, definitely that's a plus. In DSC, because that's 16% across the board for everyone. So, you know, everyone has to use Lament, and if it's 16% less times six people, it basically means we're going to be maybe three phasing sometimes, and or finding a different combination. Which is kind of nice. I always like when they make changes to the rates, because then we have to learn something new.
Well, it's not really that they're making changes to the rig. They're just making changes on how we approach the rig.
That will make it so that we have to make a change, yeah.
Right.
And this can then also encourage us to have more perfect builds with. For a while, we were kind of being picky, but then it just got complicated and whatever. But maybe everyone's going to have to make sure they're for sure running Lucent Blade. Maybe they'll fix, aka shout out to Illumina, they'll fix the bug right now. That seems to be a bug with when you drop a well and you're using Lucent Blade, the well actually makes Lucent Blade worse instead of just keeping it the same. So hopefully they'll fix that also.
You should reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then final exotic change, Bastion. Since they're removing chip damage, Bastion gets something else instead. They've seen the feedback in the increased usage in PvP. So the small changes that they're going to be making, and then, of course, they say they're going to revisit it later, whatever that means, intrinsically staggers unstoppable champions, and then they'll increase the spread angle by 13%.
All right.
I'm not a Bastion user, but I do like the fact that they're using it to have the intrinsic perk for unstoppable champions.
Sure. Although that has nothing to do with PvP.
No. Not PvP, but PvE. I know. Like, I wouldn't use it in PvP.
Yeah, but I guess the increased spread angle will affect PvP.
Correct. That'll affect the PvPers.
It's just funny because they said the PvP line above, so I was like, why did they start with champions? But anyways.
Okay. Well, I think they was twofold. It was twofold.
Yeah,
they said first they're removing chip damage, and then they said PvP. So they did follow the order logically.
Yeah.
Don't try to reverse logic my logic here.
Not yours, maybe just theirs.
I digress.
All right.
Other than that, nothing. Inactivity in Grandmaster, go to your menus. Dismantle your shaders, gift sub bounty awards in Twitch.
Did you know that enemies are teleporting in various activities? They haven't fixed the engine yet.
What? Is that on here?
It is down lower. Enemies are teleporting in various activities.
Yes. I've told you that before, and you said I was crazy.
No, I didn't say that.
And I may be crazy, but that was a thing.
You do not listen.
You basically called me crazy.
No, I said I'm not noticing it. I know other people are. I'm not knocking anyone else.
And I'm pretty sure it's Gator's fault. As Truth like to say here, the engine's broke.
So the only teleporting enemies I've ever really seen in PvE other than in some raids... By the way, even in raids, I don't see it too often. The last time I remember seeing it a lot is in Leviathan. Most specifically, you know, the Gauntlet area.
Castellum?
In the Gauntlet area where, you know, they're coming out of the two doors.
The circle. Yeah. Swing your partner around in round room.
Yeah. And other than that, I don't ever notice it too much. But I do notice, now, this seems to still be a little bit vague. I feel like I've heard two different things from Bungie, but if we're counting the boss as he's not supposed to be teleporting, I see it happen in the Presage mission, you know, the boss at the end. Now, I thought I've heard that he is supposed to teleport some. Do you know if he's really not supposed to or not, Sin? Because if he is supposed to teleport, I don't know why everyone's getting so mad then. They think it's like a bug or something. I don't know if he's
supposed to teleport.
A lot of Scorn are, so why wouldn't he? And I thought I heard somewhere from Bungie that he is supposed to teleport.
That wouldn't make any sense. Especially with his Fire Smash of Doom.
What does that have to do with it? The Scorn teleport a lot.
Yeah, yeah, but you said the boss.
Yeah, but have you noticed other Scorn that don't teleport much? I mean, just because he's a boss, I don't know what that's to do. We've had other bosses that have teleported also in the past. That's like a normal thing.
Like a boss.
Yeah. Well, just think it through. I don't need just funny comments. I'm just curious. Like, maybe he's not supposed to teleport. I'm just curious because I thought, and I could have heard this wrong, I thought Bungie or someone said that he is actually supposed to teleport some. I hope not. I don't care that much, but why do you hope not? It actually makes it more interesting and harder. We don't want the encounter too easy.
Yeah, but you don't want to get teleported into a freaking wall because he teleports on top of you and then smashes the crap out of
you. That's why you have to play safe. You have to, wait, so you've had him teleport on you?
No.
Okay, so that point's not quite, but
yeah, I don't even know really what you're talking about, honestly. Because I don't ever really remember seeing him teleport, but I'm just saying if he's supposed to, then that would suck ass. Excuse my language.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but teleporting doesn't mean he goes right onto you. It just means he's like further away and all of a sudden he's close to you. And that's what definitely happens.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay. Maybe teleport is not the right word. Maybe you should just say that he's using blink. He's blinking.
No, it's teleport. It's what everyone's talking about in the community. So we'll go with that, Sin.
I prefer blinking.
Yeah. All right. We'll just have to end that discussion.
We could be here all night.
All right. Let's see. No, that's good on that. Unless you wanted to add anything else about the TWAB.
Nope.
All right. Let's have
I'm good with that.
brief discussion about the way the season has presented itself. I can't
blah, 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 blah.
With its content and how it's been laid out. And of course, the season isn't over yet. But if we compare this season to last season, this season definitely kind of introduced most of the stuff at the beginning with another semi-large chunk just about a month in. And now we're in the second month where there hasn't been much. Actually, we're just starting the third month. And the third month, in another week, there'll be some Guardian games, but that doesn't seem like a big deal. But generally, if you look at like last season, how Harbinger and then the mission before Harbinger that led up to it, they were kind of spaced out a little bit more throughout the season. And remember, a lot of people, they were like, I don't like that. I hate how they drip feed us content, right? Do you remember hearing that at all?
Yes.
Well, this season they didn't.
It's a common discussion regardless about the drip feed.
Yeah, this season they didn't drip feed a lot. They put a lot at the very beginning. And now people are complaining about that. Oh, it was too much at the beginning. We should have spaced it out more. So, first of all, I say, people, you got to be fair about it. You can't have it both ways. But I am curious, which way do you like better, Sin?
Honestly, it doesn't really matter much to me. The drip feed, for me, probably works a little bit better because I've been finding myself a lot more recently not having as much of time or feel like I don't have as much time to play. So with that, you know, a drip feed content probably makes the more like most sense because then I don't have to worry about hearing about it and then being like, oh, well, now I need to go do this. And oh, by the way, have you done this? It just feels like it would put me so much further behind, I would say. So, yeah, I'm okay with drip feed. I'm okay either way they do it. Honestly, drip feed for me and my play style is probably the best.
Yeah, because either way, if you think about this too, Sin, like if they do the drip feed and they introduce something fairly big late in the season, then that could be still bad for you because you don't have a lot of time to play. So you don't have a lot of time to experience it. Although, however, I'm even eating my words because remember, stuff does not go away anymore. Other than, of course, the titles and the triumphs. But but the actual activities do not go away.
Right.
So that is something we do need to remember in this discussion. Since we know activities are not going away, does this add anything into the equation? I think it might a little bit. I'll tell you, I think most people agree the way they did the story this season, even though we wish there would have been more, was pretty amazing. How it came out week after week and really added upon it. And it's a really good story too, right? Ending with the culmination of the Zavala almost getting killed.
Almost.
Sniped by the
Sasha. Yeah, I think it was a pretty good story overall. I think they did pretty good with it.
Yeah,
I'll give them props on this one.
I would say I'm leaning a little more towards, I thought I was going to lean more towards the how they've done it in previous seasons, but I do like how this season's turned out. And I'm a little bit more on the side of how they did it this season right now. Now my idea may change. And of course, there's no perfect scenario. I mean, all in all, I'm going to play a lot. I'm going to play the stuff when it comes out. But what I just want is more content in general. And that's not going to happen unless we get lucky, they have more developers, or they start charging us monthly. So short of those things, the amount of content we get is what we're getting. So I kind of like the idea of releasing most of it, i.e., I guess you can say, still say drip feed within the first month, but that's like not the drip feed what a lot of people are saying, where you have like, oh yeah, we have this, and then a month later we have this, and then a month later we have that. I do like how we had all this stuff introduced, and then we still have the weekly challenges that come out each week that, sure, some people may not care about them, but it's been something that I've kind of enjoyed to log in and look at and do some activities here and there.
I do like the weekly challenges. The XP gains on them from just the little bit that I've played, I say I haven't played a lot, but I'm still season rank, 150... I'll actually tell you here real quick. 159. Mm-hmm. So for me, I mean, I think I've gotten most of my XP gains from that. Now, I've done some bounties here and there, and for the most part, I've tried to keep up with them. We still have the Empress to collect. So apparently there's still more to come, by the way.
Well, obviously there's going to be something at least with Guardian Games.
One mission left because we still have two Empress chapters to collect.
Yeah, but mission of what? That can mean a lot of different things. Even Guardian Games will have a quote mission or quest, you know.
It's probably an end season mission, honestly, to wrap up the storyline.
So we may even have two. Yep. So but anyways,
story mission.
Steve Focusing. I'll read the chat.
Sorry. You read the chat. Fine. I don't even remember where I was at now.
Dang. Yes, see? Okay, a couple things. You were talking about, no, we don't have any war table upgrades. I've gotten them all. I mean, maybe an optional one, but the title you could have gotten 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. I got the title the day it came out, basically, which is fully upgrading the war table.
See, well, that's not what I'm missing. I'm missing something with Presage. I have I have one left for my title, and I don't really know what it is.
Presage?
I think so.
Yeah,
so you
get all the scannables.
But I thought they changed it to where you don't have to get all of them. You just had to get some of them.
No. The thing they changed was something else. I forget what it was, but I think you were going to have to get enough chests or other weekly captain's logs things.
Yeah, it's something, it's whatever the secret triumph is I'm missing. It's the bottom left one on the screen.
Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about, you know, you're talking about you like the seasonal challenges, and yeah, that's kind of a cool thing. I like the idea too of, we have this middle period where I'm actually hopping into Assassin's Creed again and hopping into some other games.
And yeah, I saw you play that earlier.
Oh, I still play it a lot here and there. That game See, Destiny should learn from it. That game has probably 50 hours worth of content in it. We know other games a lot of people are playing. I mean, Sweaty mentions about playing Witcher 3. I actually want to get into some of those games. There's a lot of good games out there. But
what about this Outriders that people have been talking about?
I don't know.
Have you played any of it yet?
I have. I played the beta.
I didn't play the beta. No, I did. I lied. I did play the beta, but only about 20 minutes. And then when I had to exit off of it, it didn't save my progress, and I had to go through that opening segment again, and I was like, I'm out.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. That was annoying, the opening things you have to go through before you can actually really start playing. That game has the most annoying required cutscenes and opening segments that aren't really like full missions that you have to do until you actually get to real playable stuff. I was like, are we done yet?
Are we there yet?
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I mean, I guess what I'm saying too is that I think the amount of break in here isn't too bad. Of course, a lot of people are still, I'm still hopping in a lot doing raids with people. The PvP players are still hopping in a lot doing trials, Iron Banner when it comes around, things like that. So all in all, I think if we look at the total amount of content for this season, it was a huge plus. The Presage mission alone was worth the cost of $10. I feel like it was an amazing, amazing season so far.
Yeah, I actually think I would agree. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for the next one. And I think mainly for me is the Vault of Glass.
But are you really? Did you play Vault of Glass with us recently when we did it?
No, but I want to.
Okay. Do you actually remember what the encounters are like? They're actually kind of boring. I think people are talking it up more than... It's nothing like Wrath. Wrath is way more interesting than Vault of Glass.
I think the problem is, for nostalgia's sake, a lot of people loved it for nostalgia. It was hard for what it was back then.
Yes.
But based on today's standards and what we are used to in raids, it's nothing. And I'm kind of curious to see how it's going to play out in the Destiny 2 sandbox. I am excited to see what kind of twists that they put onto it or what challenges they have for day one. I don't know if we're planning a day one raid or when it's going to be. I don't know if I'll be off that day. But if we do by some chance, I think that would be fun.
Yeah. But remember, as far as we know, yes, there is going to be, quote, challenges. But challenges don't necessarily mean it has to be completed that way. They did also, which is making me really concerned, mention that they're going to keep the encounters basically the same. Doesn't mean they're not going to change them up a little bit, but that's pretty concerning to me. Now, I hope I read that wrong, or I hope that it's more of a change than what I'm guessing. But if they're keeping the challenges basically the same, other than adding on extra new challenges, and of course the graphics will be updated, and there'll probably be some cool exotic quests and everything like that. But, okay, to be totally fair, the end encounter is not bad, but the middle encounter with the Templar, freaking boring. There's nothing great about that encounter.
No, there's not, but...
Yeah.
And Truth even mentions in the chat, you know, they did mention that they were going to be doing something to it.
I answered that. Unless you know, Truth, what they said specifically, the way they're improving it is probably the challenges. I don't remember, I'm pretty good at remembering things, but I don't remember anything else that was said other than they said they're going to keep encounters basically the same and they're going to be adding challenges. So I hope I'm wrong on that. Please prove me wrong, because I want to be wrong on that. So I'm just saying I'm concerned. Now, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm excited we're at least getting another raid in here. But it could be, you know, just not that. Especially us that have run Vault of Glass a lot in the past, once we get used to it a couple times. This raid could be more boring than Deepstone Crypt, even faster, like once you really get used to the encounters. So
maybe.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. The other big things super excited about next season is Transmog, right?
Yes, and Ada 1. Transmog with
Ada 1.
Mm-hmm. Turns to here's everything, most iconic raid.
And don't get distracted.
Yeah, I'm reading. Don't hate.
Yeah.
And so I want y'all to rate my transmog.
Rate your transmog.
Yes, it is coming.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it, but it's a nice little aspect to the game. I probably won't mess around with it too much to start. My personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the only line I'm seeing in here that I already knew answered is Blackburn notes that enemies in the original raid feel weak compared to Destiny 2 standards, so the team is working on making it more challenging for current players. Judging by his quote so far, it seems that every encounter will still be intact with slightly mechanical tweaks to modernize the experience, but all he's saying is enemies. So yeah, the encounters could be exactly the same with just adding in stupid champions or something like that. That's worst case scenario. And the best case scenario is the enemies come from different areas that seem more like of a mob that are harder to control, but the actual encounter is still the same. We're just dealing with the mechanics of passing the encounter, you know what I mean? But then the enemies are just more challenging. I don't know. That line doesn't impress me too much, but yeah.
Does it impress you any?
All right. Anything else, Sin, that you wanted to talk about this evening?
No, I want my title now. So I've now soloing Presage. Or I'm trying to.
Your title. Okay, well, I could join you after this.
Yeah, and I also need
Have you gotten your scannables for the week?
My whatables? No, I'm trying to find them now.
Yeah, that's okay. I just want to make sure you didn't already do it this week, and then it's no point going in a second time or something like that.
Well, I don't think you and I have jumped. Last time you and I jumped in, I didn't have any for that week, and I got like 5 that week.
I jumped in this week for sure myself, if I'm answering that question, but not with you. But I did once solo, and then I did once with someone else. I didn't need to for scannables, but I did it for the one of the new weekly challenges is run it 3 times. So I remember that after I did it solo, I did it a couple times with Sweaty Spooks from the Guardians.
GG's?
Yeah.
GG's Guardian?
Ghost cast. The GG cast. No. I don't know if he has given me permission to talk about what went wrong with our experience, but anyways,
go ahead,
can you guess, Sin? We ran the mission once. You know, everyone gets a weapon like normal. We ran it again on heroic. He did not get the catalyst. What do you think went wrong?
He left too soon.
No, not that much of a pleb like you.
Oh, man. It felt right.
Remember how we started this? And you can actually bring people in without starting it the official way, but remember to start Presage, what we had to do to officially start it?
No.
Okay. We had to go in the strike. Remember the one on the EDZ and get that scannable off to the side?
No.
Oh, come on, Sin. You're totally fired from the podcast now. You do not remember that, huh?
No.
Well, we did, or else you wouldn't have the catalyst yourself. Anyways, the arms dealer strike, everyone had to go in there, and you go off to that room.
Right, Oh, yeah. The different way that opened up, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you, Bill. Yeah.
So he did not do that part, so he did not officially have the quest, and so he did not officially get the catalyst.
Lame.
We finished it. Wait, what?
Lame.
Oh, lame. Yeah, I hear you. I thought you said wait. So, tip for anyone who hasn't done that mission yet, Because it's not totally obvious, actually, especially since people can drag you in or bring you in if they already have it. So definitely get the official quest through the Arms Dealer Strike. There's guides you can look up online. Just look up Presage Mission or quest to get Dead Man's Tale, and you'll see that you have to get that scannable in the strike. Definitely do that ahead of time so that you can get the catalyst and then the masterwork down the road when you run it on heroic.
Do it now.
Well, we really appreciate the people that have been in the chat. It's been awesome. We had some people listening tonight, and I don't know if it's a great idea because it's distracted Sin even more than normal, but
not only am I playing, but now I'm reading chat.
Yeah, no, but it's been fun. Is that a problem? It's been a lot of fun. And
it's not a problem.
If we do this with guests down the road, it'll definitely probably, we won't look at the chat as often and just take specific questions, but I like it and we'll see how it goes.
Just got to go with the flow, Kingsley. Just go with the flow. Need a different chat room, in my opinion.
A different chat room because the name is too long.
Yeah. I mean, we could always put a chat down in the podcast admin one, podcast live chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That could be hard to find, potential.
We have a long list of Discord channels. You just got to remember it either way. So.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Right. Well. With that, we're going to give anyone one last minute if they have any last minute questions. But other than that,
we're not. It's really nice to listen to because I didn't get why, but I like live stuff more than recorded. Solid.
Yeah, solid. Mr. Simp, aka Lumina.
I died. Anyway. but yes, if you didn't know, the actual podcast is more close to live anyway. Because I don't edit as much as I probably should.
Yeah. It is having a live option for people that want it because you feel like it's, well, at least people can listen to it sooner, right? Before it gets edited.
Yeah.
10 days later. No.
Hey. I don't always edit, but when I do.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start giving our sign-out information, starting with a Mr. Sin Media.
Sin Media. Am I pronouncing that right? You can find me over on Twitter at Sin_Media or in the Discord, where sometimes I do shenanigans like Mr. Des Raven. You can find Des Raven on Twitter at DES_Raven, or Mr. Des Brother, who couldn't make it tonight. Kingsley Mac Daddy, why don't you take us out, good sir?
Sure. Yeah, you can find me as Kingsley Mac in all the places. I am also on Twitch, where I stream occasionally, but mostly just while I'm raiding. My Twitter, however, is MC Kingsley. You can find our show at a few different places. Either you're listening to us live in the Discord, or you're listening to us on a podcast feed.
But iOS, the best.
Please also check out our Twitter channel at The Guardian Hub. And for all the information, you can go to our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
Excellent.
Smithers.
Thank you, Sin. Thank you, guests, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you again next week. And with that, have a good night.
Bye.
Goodbye.